Real Estate Radio. This is Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. I do not have PK, Pat Kenny from Barnum Plans, but he may join a little bit later. You never know. Jill is now running the Facebook Live over on Facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. If you want to go check that out, certainly go give One and Company a follow on Facebook so you can get all of our up-to-date real estate information, our How's the Market series, and you can always stream this show live. And we do have Pat now. Pat is here. A little late. Better late than never. PK, Barnum Plans.
I like to think I'm worth the wait, Byron.
Yeah. You're worth the wait. And I couldn't really hammer you too much because I did log into your Hartford Current using your password just now to read this article.
Don't tell people that on the internet.
And well, I got to tell you that a little pop-up came up and said your password was compromised for Hartford Current. So you may want to change it. Maybe I was the one that compromised it. I don't know.
I feel like that's probably the case.
Yeah.
Well, that or Jill is posting it in the comments on the Facebook Live right now as we speak.
Who wants Pat's Hartford Current login?
That would be worth $1 a month to me. Right there.
You get $1 a month?
No, like that would be worth it. Like I would feel good knowing that I'm disseminating access to the Hartford Current to all the people, all the fine folks, the 94 Niners, since Jill has not come up with a replacement name for them.
I like the 94 Niners. We're sticking with it.
It's not that I want to change the name of the listeners of the radio show. I would like to have a separate name for our fan base for this one show. Mm. Okay.
The one in company. Peeps. All right. We've got a pretty important show here, Pat. This is something I'm extremely passionate about. Obviously, if you've been following along all year, or really if you've just followed along Real Estate Radio for the number of years that we've done this show, you know I'm a big restaurant guy. Obviously, Martin McKinney Service Station Equipment, who sponsors the show, we give away gift cards every single week to local restaurants like Olio's, which we'll probably do later in the show today. We're restaurant peeps. We love our restaurants. We love our small business entrepreneurs. And certainly the restaurants here in Connecticut make up a huge portion of the small businesses. In fact, restaurants, hospitality, I believe that's one and two for businesses in Connecticut that make, you know, for small businesses making up the total number. But Pat, this kind of, obviously there's a lot of news in the restaurant world this week that's kind of close to home. New York City stopped indoor dining.
Monday, right? Yeah, I think it's last. So you can do it this weekend, right? And then Monday it's done.
Yeah, the 14th. So that is Monday, right?
Yeah. I wonder what that's going to do this weekend. One of the first thoughts I had was, is that going to be positive for the restaurants for the weekend? You know, to get that last second rush in? Or are people just already, is it unsettling now, right now? If they think it's not safe starting on Monday, what makes it safe on Saturday? What makes it safe on Sunday?
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I'd be curious to see how that affects it. That's a big move.
Well, Pat, it's only the last call for indoor dining. So you can still, I think we're getting a big snowstorm. I mean, I look right now.
There's two coming, right? I thought that there was like a warning about two potential snowstorms this week.
It's pretty gray, dreary, rainy. It's not that cold today, but you know, not a South Florida day up here.
It's sunny over here
on the Connecticut shoreline. Yeah, well, it is.
In your helicopter,
Jill's on the Facebook with her fake Zoom background, which is a real aerial of Fox Hop Yard, where we have obviously home packages starting as low as $599 and the model home on the market for just under $1.1 million. So. Fox
you take the lucky copter to a lot of places, or is it just like specific trips to get the backgrounds?
I take it everywhere.
Makes sense.
So
that was, yeah, throw away your roof leaks, parking it on the roof.
I got exactly, it. My helipad.
Makes sense.
So restaurants and bars in New York City will once again be forced to close their doors for indoor service next week. The governor announced on Friday. All hospitals across the five boroughs remained overburdened by a troubling new surge in coronavirus infections. So you can still eat outside. I guess that's the little bit of good news. I don't know who the heck would do that. And Pat, here's the thing. I was thinking about the outdoor dining. Are they just not going to set up like tents and then create an indoor environment outdoor?
one of the greatest COVID memes I've seen on the internet is the little tent full of, you know, the party tent outside. And it's like, you can't eat inside, but you can eat outside as long as we make the outside inside, but a different kind of inside outside. And you're like, yes, it's so, yeah, I mean, I understand both sides of it. Like, you know, obviously being in South Florida, right? It's been in the 60s the last 2 weeks, which is people panicking down here, which is just the funniest thing. But so ironically down here in the mid 60s, they're doing the same thing as Connecticut has been doing or trying to do for the last 2 weeks. You know, those big propane heat lamp things.
Yeah.
When we were still there talking to friends of ours that own Stonebridge down there, impossible. I mean, backward until the middle of January, February, any of those kind of heat lamp things are impossible to get their hands on. And we came
you
down
mean here. You mean here in
Connecticut? Yeah. In Connecticut. Yeah, yeah. So a couple of days ago we were going out to get a bite to eat down here, and they were unloading the back of a truck. They had bought 40 of them because it was under 60 degrees down here. And I was like, see, it's so different. Like, it's so silly why they're being used. Like, Connecticut, these are literally lifelines to keep these businesses afloat. Down here, it's comfort for guests. It's just a very different thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. The I believe it's the Ocean Community Chamber of Commerce, which is kind of this Connecticut, Rhode Island area, and they were donating heat lamps and other sort of heating devices to these businesses because they understand how important it is to keep these places open and generating revenue.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I've seen them roll out those heat lamps in Florida on much warmer days, Pat, and much warmer.
Oh yeah,
things. It's crazy.
It's definitely it's kind of interesting. I'm just looking at the Connecticut Restaurant Association site. I thought they had some stats that I wanted to take, but we'll keep chatting. I'll find what I was looking for.
Yeah, beyond the hospitalizations, the governor of New York said a big reason for reinstating the indoor dining ban is a recent spike in New York statewide COVID-19 transmission rate. The transmission rate, which assesses how many people in an infected person is likely to spread the virus, has hit 1.3, according to Department of Health data. So any rate above one is concerning, is what they're saying, especially when coupled with the city's population density. Meantime, state contact tracing shows that 1.4% of all new cases are coming from restaurants and bars. So am I reading that right? State contact tracing shows that 1.4% of all new cases are coming from restaurants and bars, making it one of the worst categories. So a lot of the categories, I guess, are under 1%. So that seems a little aggressive to, I mean, listen, we're going to get into these Connecticut numbers here in just a bit on how much the restaurant industry has been hurt just in our state alone, every state that has gone through these shutdowns of their restaurants. I mean, people, like, lifelong blood, sweat, and tear businesses just being shut down because they're not allowed to operate. And the contact tracing only shows, I'm reading it, I mean, they're saying it's one of the worst categories, but the way I read that, 1.4%, you're going to shut people's livelihoods down, their businesses that they've worked their whole life for, and lay people off when it's a 1.4% category? That's aggressive. What I mean, you know, you're not taking it out on a lot of these other businesses, right? It's like the restaurants specifically have been targeted through these shutdowns, more so than any other business. We come back, we're going to give you what the Connecticut numbers are, how many restaurants have shut down since March here in Connecticut. Coming right back, Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic.
Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate. We got PK, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans joining me, and we're talking restaurants. We're talking about the heavy burden they have had to carry through this health crisis, more so than any small business. We're going to get into the Connecticut numbers, how many restaurants have been literally shut down for good since March here in the state of Connecticut, how many entrepreneurs, business people who have worked many years building their business have had to shut their doors. We're going to give you that number here in just a bit, Pat, but I do want to finish up where we were at with the, so New York, as many of you probably know, they shut down indoor dining. As of, you know, this coming Monday, you're no longer allowed to dine indoors. New York City, the rest of the state is going from 50% capacity down to 25% capacity indoor. The city no longer can do indoor dining. They can do outdoor dining. I don't think they're going to have many patrons for that here as we get into the coldest months of the year. But what caught my eye was that here, and we're referring to, this is daily New York Daily News. These are direct quotes from the governor that we were going through and data that he shared on a conference call, I think a Zoom call on Thursday or Friday, that restaurants make up 1.4% of all new cases, making it one of the worst categories. Well, restaurants and bars and these types of social gathering places have been hit by far harder than any other business in New York, in Connecticut, in places that have had restrictions on these types of things. But when you look at a number there, 1.4% of all new cases are coming from that category. I mean, it feels like the measures taken have been a little extreme. If it's only 1.4, I would just be expecting that number to be higher with how extreme the measures against restaurants and bars, you know, how what they've had to deal with. I mean, wouldn't you think that would be closer to, I don't know, 10% or something? I mean,
I want to see the other categories. Like,
yeah.
If it's 1.4 and everything else is 0.06, all right, fair. Like that's a dramatic difference. I totally understand. Yeah, right now 1.4 seems like a minuscule number because I mean it is, but I have no frame of reference for it. So like, I just don't understand.
And they don't give it to us here, so
no, there's nothing else. It's like of the worst categories. Okay. Also, by the way, it says one of the worst categories,
which means that people are contracting this virus a bunch of different ways. It's like, you know, and I think we already know that, but it's like, there's no, you know, so why just take it out on the restaurants this extreme if you can get it a variety of different ways, right? Like it seems like they're taking the brunt of it here in Connecticut. And the reason why we want to talk about this today is Jill and I were out for a social distanced birthday. It's Jill's birthday last week, Pat. I don't know if you knew that.
Yesterday.
Talk to her. Dude. Like, who do you think I am?
a very safe, clean, social distanced birthday, appetizer at the Oyster Club in Mystic, one of the finest establishments. They are doing a phenomenal job keeping things very safe, keeping things distanced, keeping things clean. And I felt very, very safe there. Everybody was wearing a mask. Everybody was, you know, following all of the safety measures that we know are helpful today. And got the opportunity to see Dan Miser, who's the owner of the Oyster Club, amongst other restaurants in Mystic. He's also the president of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. He chairs the board of our Connecticut Restaurant Association. And he shared with me some really troubling numbers. As somebody who is passionate about our local entrepreneurs, our small business owners, and our restaurants. I just love to restaurant. I mean, I am, you know, not ashamed to say I love restauranting. You can check my Amex bill at the end of the year and see how much I love to restaurant.
Capital One Saver Card, 3% back. It's what's disturbing is when you look at the cash back, and do the math backwards and go, the only thing I use this for is restaurants. It's pretty solid. We could all have a birthday soiree on like the last month and a half's worth of cash back already. Like, I'm a huge proponent of supporting and just restauranting in general. It's a good time.
It's a great time. Well, I mean, I'm right there with you, Pat. I've got all kinds of Amex points that I don't think I'll ever be able to use anytime soon because we can't travel and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so love to restaurant. I love the work that restaurant owners and the way they operate their staff. And you go to a good restaurant, everybody's got passion for the dish, passion for the service, passion for the customer. Love the feel, the energy. I've always loved that.
Is there anything better than having someone else nerd out to you about food? They're like, oh my God, you got to try. And like, and they spend 10 minutes on this whole thing. They showed up early. The Ghostbusters are there early, Jill.
I don't think so.
It's you and me.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he's talking to someone.
But I think like that's like I love like almost, I don't say over the top, but I love like, hey, how is the insert name of dish here? And the server loses their mind. They're like, oh my God, you got it. And you're like, all right, I'll take two. That's awesome. Like, what? Like, that's fantastic.
Love that industry. And so the numbers that Dan shared with me literally made me shiver in my shoes. Like, so that was Thursday, which was December 11th.
10th.
That was the 10th. You're right. Your birthday was the 11th, which is yesterday. Okay. There we go.
It's going well. This is going well.
Yeah. I know when Jill's birthday is. I was just making a point of knowing Jill's birthday, you know, got that thing locked in. Anyways, on that day alone, Pat, that Thursday, he had word just that day. 12 restaurants closed down just on that Thursday. And so what do we want to give away some of Martin's money on? It's kind of a depressing number here of how many have shut down on the year. Maybe we don't give Martin's money away for that. Maybe we just give that number out. Right. I mean, it's kind of a depressing thing to,
Yeah, no, I don't want you to call in and guess the number of restaurants that have closed. Like, that's
No. We'll figure out another way to give away Martin's money. We got Oleo gift cards, another fantastic restaurant, by the way. So here in Connecticut, more than 600, and this is the number that Dan gave me as well on Thursday, more than 600 restaurants have closed down permanently since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is according to the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Just 12 alone on Thursday. I'm reading directly off of, so Dan said that number Thursday night, president of the Restaurant Association here in Connecticut. It's also, this was published November 24th in the Hartford Current, this stat. So we've been over 600 now for a couple weeks. And then on Thursday, just that day alone, another 12 had to shut down. Now you've got potentially, like New York City, like the state of New York, where they reduced indoor capacity, a mandate potentially looming here in Connecticut, whether it's shutting down indoor, reducing capacity, making more restrictions, less people, whatever the case may be. These guys are now faced with, how much do I invest for the winter? How much staff do I keep? How many patrons am I going to be able to serve? When is this mandate coming? I mean, they come overnight. You know, the New York one was announced the end of the week. It's going into effect Monday. Not a lot. I mean, I know entrepreneurs, small business owners are the best at shifting and pivoting. I put those two words together, shivoting.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Get some shirts made.
They're the best at it, right? But you cannot continue to pivot and change your business model every single week. It becomes impossible. It's unsustainable.
So I found the outdoor, the indoor-outdoor joke we just made. So the Connecticut rules for tents. Tents with two or more sides up or comprising 50% or more of the total wall space. So if you have like an octagon, you can have four or whatever, may operate under outdoor dining. So that qualifies as outdoor dining, space heaters, and you know, local provisions, or whatever. Fully enclosed tents are treated as indoor dining.
Yes, you can use that.
So it's the same. It is literally indoor outdoor. It's the same thing. So,
you know, some of the, like, in Boston, they've got a whole bunch of these restaurants where they can open all the windows and you're basically like on a nice summer day. You ever been in these?
Oh yeah, like M Bar and Mystic has the garage doors that roll up, and like you're basically indoor outdoor again.
That's no longer with us.
Yeah, that's one of the places that is shut down, unfortunately. Yeah. It's like, to me, if you've got that big door that opens up, that's basically like having one of these tents that have the open flaps, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd be curious to see like how that rule of the walls, right? Like how that fits in. If like this is a wall, but it's not really a full wall. Like, I don't know. Who knows?
All right. 600 restaurants here in Connecticut have had to close their doors over the last 8+ months. Unfortunately, the Connecticut Restaurant Association says there's just no question there's more to come. There was 12 just on Thursday of this past week alone. We know that New York City has now shut down indoor dining. When we come back, we're going to do the One in Company Real Estate Rewind. Of course, if you've got some real estate to talk about, we'd love to take your calls. But we're also going to give away some of Martin's money and talk about ways that you can support your small local businesses, including restaurants, who need us now again more than ever. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Is it going? Is it going? Is it going? Is it going? I don't know what you're looking for.
Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. This is Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, and we've got the One and Company Rewind of the Week. If you've got any real estate to talk about, you can interrupt me at any time, 860-464-9490. If you've got a deal to promote, maybe you're an agent yourself just like me and you want to promote an open house that you're having this weekend or a new listing, feel free to call in, interrupt me, 860-464-9490. Let's give you my cell phone number there. 860-464-9490 is to call in. And if you want to promote some real estate, you can do that using that number, 860-464-9490. All right. One in Company at William Ravis. We had 3 new listings for the week, 1 new price, 8 under contract. The market is still cranking. And we had 9 closings. Our 3 new listings, we had 19 McKeon Place in Ridgefield, 19 McKeon Place in Ridgefield, which I think is now already under contract. That was on for $649.9, a lot of activity, and I do believe that one is already under contract. We also have 12 Darling Street, Unit C, Southington for $89,900. Really good bargain there. 12 Darling Street, Unit C, under $90,000. Also, our last Carroll Drive property was listed this week in Montville. 48 Carroll Drive, on for $337,000, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. 2-car garage, central AC, all decked out, brand new construction. That one's under contract too, by the way. Market's moving fast, guys.
When you don't talk about Carroll Drive anymore.
Well, it's basically over. But what a great project that was by P&H Construction. They really created a beautiful new market there at the end of Carroll Drive. 7 homes. They did a couple over on Raymond Hill, but the product that they built out, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage, central AC, brand new at that price point. We always talk about needing more affordable single family opportunities. They created that with a luxury experience. So super proud of the work that they did, and hats off to them. One new price this week, 917 Orchard Road in Berlin. 609,917 Orchard Road in Berlin had a new price. All right. Under contracts for the week for One and Company, we had Guilford, Westbrook, North Haven, Sterling, East Haven, Southington, Clinton, and Colebrook. Those are the under contracts. And our closings for the week: Clinton, Meriden, Montville, Guilford, North Stonington, Guilford, Colchester, Old Saybrook, and Waterbury. That Colchester one was a piece of land. Land is going to be hot in 21, mark my words. Land is definitely going to jump up, like we saw the single families, Pat, this year, jump up in value. Land and condos are about to do the same thing in 2021 as people look for the opportunities. Where's the opportunity in the market? If the single families, homes that maybe still need work, the price feels a little too high, you'll start seeing people buy land and build their dream home or go to the condos.
Could be a good year for some of our buddies there. You know, Horton Development, Usella Development.
Yep.
Some of those guys could be having a couple good years, P&H.
That is correct. And Horton Group, they are having a good year. 66 High Street is now almost completely sold out of the LEAP building. We have three left. We will have one more building, the Chittenden building, which will start construction in the coming year at some point. All right, open houses for the weekend, 12 to 2, 66 High Street. It is on Sunday, tomorrow, 12 to 2, downtown Guilford. You can check out the model home, which is the only unit in the entire LEAP building that we have listed under $1 million at 975. You just definitely want to check that out tomorrow, 12 to 2, 66 High Street, Horton Group Development. There are three units left in the LEAP building. Also tomorrow, 1 to 3, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road in East Haddam. Just pull right into Fox Hop Yard. Follow the signs over to 607 Fox Hop Yard. That's our model home. It's on for just under $1.1 million. And you can check out all of the great finishes that Usello Development has to offer at 607 Fox Hop Yard Road tomorrow from 1 to 3. We have custom home-built packages with Usello Development starting as low as $599,000. You also get a free membership there for 1 year at the golf course. So Fox Hop Yard and 66 High Street, both open houses tomorrow. Check those award-winning new developments out. If you have any real estate that you'd like to promote before we sign off here on this show, you can call in 860-464-9490. Love to take your call. All right, we've got some of Martin's money. We're sitting on some Olio gift cards, one of our great local restaurants, and we'll start getting into how we can give that money away here on the next segment when we come back. We've been talking a lot about the restaurants and how they're. I just think they've taken this whole thing the hardest. They've carried the burden of this entire pandemic. I mean, small businesses as a whole, right, have really been hurt the most. We always talk about the fact that this pandemic has been so weird. It's hit certain businesses really hard. It's hurt certain individuals that work in hospitality, travel, vacation businesses really hard. And then there's been other businesses. Certainly Pat and I are, you know, very fortunate to be in businesses that have been insulated, or even, you know, you look at real estate, it's really been a beneficiary in rural Connecticut, on the shoreline of Connecticut, of this whole thing. Pat, obviously people are, you know, your market, I mean, the investment side of things hasn't had an impact, you know, really. It's, I mean, the stock market has been kind of infused with some cash, and there's been opportunities there for, you know, I think your business, would you say you probably haven't been impacted really? Like, certainly not like restaurant owners and some of these other businesses.
Oh, very much. I mean, we're much more akin to what your world has seen, where in times of such massive financial uncertainty, you know, advice and guidance is, I mean, people have come out of the woodwork just looking for help, just trying to understand, what do I do? And then, you know, there's people that are in fortunate positions that, you know, have either their jobs weren't impacted, or they look at it as an opportunity. I mean, right, you know, when you look in the middle of March and the stock market hit, you know, was down 36% from its high, that was an opportunity if you were in such a position to capitalize on some of that. So, you know, there was definitely, it's been interesting. I mean, our practice has grown pretty substantially, but again, I think now is that time for guidance and advice. I mean, people come to you and your team looking for, how do I get out of the city? How do I get the space? How do I take advantage? You know, where can I even go at this point? And for us, it's again kind of a mirror image just in the investment and the asset world of, you know, hey, listen, I'm going to retire in 3 years. Did this set me back? Can I still do that? Like, is what adjustments do I need to make now? I haven't talked to anybody in 2, 3, 5, 10 years. I've just done it myself. Is now a good time to do something? And so again, we've been fortunate, man. I've been saying this the entire pandemic. You know, I don't want to say we're unaffected. We are affected, but for us, it's for the positive.
Yeah.
You know, which is what kills me. The talking about the stuff we're talking about is so hard. It's so difficult to try to, like, you know, empathize, because I struggle to, because I haven't been negatively impacted.
And people, to your point, have really prioritized that next move, that retirement in your world, or the next move of what does this mean for housing? People have spent more time at home. So what does home mean to me? What do I want at my home? Do I want more square footage? Do I want an in-home office? Do I want to make that move I've been contemplating, because quality of life has become dramatically important over the last 9 months, as we've all learned together. And while all this is happening, and while people are making these types of life decisions, and those that can afford it are making real estate moves or investment decisions, there have been hundreds upon hundreds of restaurant owners and small business entrepreneurs in our own state of Connecticut who have had to close their doors, who have had to lay people off who they have treated like family over the years, who they love and care for. They've built businesses with basically sweat equity, all their investment, right? If you're an entrepreneur, you know what I'm talking about. You know that maybe instead of in the beginning of building your business, instead of being able to invest with somebody like Pat at Barnum Plans or wherever, you've put your money into your business. You've put all the cash you've had into building a business because you've said, you know what, if I can build a great business that people want to come back to and people want to tell their friends about, and people are going to bring their friends and bring people from, you know, say New York, when they come to visit them, you got to come check out my restaurant, this restaurant that I go to here in my neighborhood. It's amazing. These people do a great job. They provide such a great service. When you put all your money into that, because you say, you know what, I'm going to build brand equity, and then I'm going to be able to take money off the top down the road, and then I'm going to be able to make my investments. And then something like this comes out of nowhere, and you have to shut your doors down, really without a choice, and with, in most cases, really no, you know, it's not like, hey, shut your doors down, you know, here's the money to get through it, with no clear way to get through it. A lot of the restaurant owners weren't even able to get the PPP because they weren't able to keep their staff. And that was part of the deal with the PPP. You had to keep your staff in order to get your money. Over 600 restaurants we've already lost. And the Connecticut Restaurant Association says we are due for more closures here in the state of Connecticut. Do everything you can. We're begging and pleading you. If you can buy gift cards like Service Station Equipment, your local Tank Specialist has bought gift cards at Olio's, and we're about to give some of those away when we come back. But if anybody can buy gift cards and starts, they're going to need it more than ever here again this winter. So you're going to hear us talking about that a lot. And we've got a few ideas on how you can help when we come back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. You know, Pat, I get asked all the time, hey, why don't you talk more about real estate? You should be. Somebody from the radio show this week said, I wish you talked more from 94.9. I'm talking, you know, and I'm pounding my, if you're on Facebook, you can see me pounding my fist here, because this is how he said it. You should talk more about real estate, young man. And I said, well, listen, you know, we talk about our local economy here, and that's what we're doing today. Without great restaurants, without great entrepreneurs willing to build great communities along the Connecticut shoreline, and invest in these businesses, I actually wouldn't have anything to sell to New Yorkers, right? So it all ties in together. And we're talking about all the restaurant owners here who have literally had the hardest year probably of their entire lives. Over 600 restaurants in Connecticut have had to close down since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is according to the Connecticut Restaurant Association. And talked to Dan Meiser, said this earlier in the show, Dan, who owns the Oyster Club, amongst other great restaurants in the Mystic area. He said on Thursday alone, 12 restaurants closed its door. I mean, at this rate, Pat, I'm not going to have anything to sell, right? Because if you don't have great communities, who really wants to move into them? New York City, obviously, has, I mean, that's the one thing that has kind of helped Connecticut is New York City is so, strict, and they've closed down indoor dining. People have been fleeing the city. That's kind of been pushing up our real estate prices, obviously. Don't want to see it in this way. I think Connecticut's got beautiful communities and a lot of reasons to move out here, you know, with or without the health crisis. But here's what we're going to do. I've got a couple ways where we can support. And this winter, we're going to need to support more than ever our local businesses and certainly our restaurants. A couple ways that we can do that. Also, going to give away some of Martin's money. Martin McKinney, everybody at Service Station Equipment, they're buying gift cards. We've got some gift cards to Oleo's in Groton. We're going to give those away in the form of what we call Martin's money. And we're going to keep it light and simple. We want to end this show on a feel-good note, Pat. All you got to do is call in 860-464-9490, 860-464-9490, and we're going to give away up to 3 gift cards here as we close out the show. All you got to do is call in and either pick, and we're going to take a call for each category, the appetizer category, the main course category, or the drink category. So select a restaurant. Hey, this is my favorite restaurant. And it could be one that's unfortunately in the 600 category that's had to shut down, or one that's still in operation. Hopefully one that's still in operation that we can all support. And you're just going to tell us, this is my favorite restaurant, and or one of my favorites, you know, because there's so many good ones. This is one of my favorite restaurants, and this is my favorite appetizer there, my favorite dish, or my favorite drink. We want to highlight some of the great features on these menus here locally in Connecticut. 860-464-9490. We're giving away some of Martin's money. Call in 860-464-9490. Tell us what one of your favorite appetizers, one of your favorite main courses, or your favorite drink, and from where locally would be. 860-464-9490. Now, something we did back in March and April, May, kind of during, you know, the beginning of all of this, Jill and Pat, was we worked together with some other fine folks who wanted to give back, and we started the gift card project. You can find that at thegiftcardproject.com. What's the link?
Thegiftcardproject.com. You're right.
All right, you were shaking your head at me. So thegiftcardproject.com. You can go over there. And you can buy gift cards if you're able to local restaurants, and then the gift card project will donate them. Now, in the past, we were donating to a lot of frontline workers and other, you know, local organizations that needed it. After talking to Dan, the president of the Connecticut Restaurant Association, I think we may make a little shift there and start donating these gift cards to people who have lost their jobs, you know, that have worked at some of our great restaurants, because literally they don't have the unemployment benefits they had in the beginning. They're losing their job that they've had for a long time. They're struggling. And so we want to try to help them by giving them, you know, a place that they can go and eat a meal and hopefully keep some of these businesses afloat in the form of a gift card. So if you can afford to do that, giftcardproject.com is a great place to, go buy a gift card and then donate it, and it'll go to a good person who needs it. All right, we've got Joyce from Killingworth, and then we've got Michelle from Waterford. Joyce, how are you doing?
Good.
I agree with you. So nice of you to call. All right, Joyce. What is a restaurant you'd like to highlight, and either an appetizer, a main course, or a drink? We'd like to highlight a restaurant and one of your favorite dishes, and we'll give you some of Martin's money.
Well, I like the restaurant in Killingworth, La Costa.
Great spot.
It's an Italian restaurant. Also, the Copper Skillet in Killingworth. I usually get gift cards for them.
Oh, beautiful. And what would be either an appetizer or a main dish or a drink that you would like to highlight?
Appetizer, I like the shrimp cocktail.
Ooh, shrimp. You can never go wrong with a good shrimp cocktail. Do you like the spicy, heavy on the horseradish sauce or not so heavy on the horseradish sauce?
No, not so heavy on the horseradish.
Oh, all right. I like it nice and heavy. I like to clear out the nostrils when I have.
Yeah, because I like Bloody Marys, but I don't want them too spicy.
Mm. Do you like a thick Bloody Mary or a thin Bloody Mary?
Thick.
Oh, you like it thick. See, I like it thin. We'd be polar opposites here, Joyce, if we went on a date.
You'd have to get two of everything because you guys wouldn't be able to share anything.
You have to do anyway. You can't share in COVID.
That's right. And my wife probably wouldn't. You sound lovely, but my wife probably wouldn't let me go on a date with you anyways. All right. Joyce, stay on the line. We're going to get you hooked up with a gift card to Oleo's. You ever been to Oleo's?
No.
All right. Well, you're going to be getting a gift card there. You can use it or you can donate it to the gift card project if you wanted. All right, Joyce, stay on the line. We're going to get you hooked up here.
Gotta try their shrimp cocktail and see how you like it compared to La Foresta and see what's going on. We're gonna have to.
All right, we've got Michelle from Waterford. Michelle, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing fantastic, Michelle. All right, so the appetizer has been selected. Joyce, big fan of the shrimp cocktail. She just doesn't like the horseradish. What would be a restaurant you'd like to highlight, either a main dish or a drink?
Okay. I'll go with the main dish, but let me tell you, I love Oleo's. I love their bisque. I love their salads. I love their soups. Haven't been there in a while just because of this whole COVID thing. And my niece, it's absolutely her favorite restaurant.
It's a fantastic spot.
I love Crown Pizza, which they have everything from seafood to seafood to pizzas, obviously, grinders, that kind of thing. I love their seafood platter.
So they have great fish and chip, too.
Great fish and chips, absolutely. Great grinders. Pretty much everything they have is good. I love Tony D's. There aren't too many restaurants I don't like, to tell you the truth.
What would be one of your favorite main course dishes?
And
from where?
Usually a good steak, honestly, and salad. Mm. So,
ooh, are you thinking the Tony D salad? You would say where?
Filet mignon.
From where?
We'll just say Longhorn.
Everywhere?
Filet mignon. From Longhorn.
Longhorn's, okay.
Filet. How's that?
Gotcha. You know what? You mentioned the salad. I love that little side salad that Tony D's gives you. That dressing they put on the side salad. Side salads are all about the dressing. One of the best dressings you'll ever find over there at Tony D's.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But from Oleo's, there's none better than their bisque. So just saying.
Oleo's is fantastic. All right. You're heading over to Oleo's. Are you getting a gift card? You could always donate that to the gift card project. You could do takeout. They're doing a great job.
Well, let's donate it to the gift card project. How's that?
Okay, great. We will do that for you, Michelle. Right. Stay on the line. Chris will talk to you here, and then we'll definitely donate that to the gift card project for you. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
Be well and be safe. Very cool. I love hearing those stories. We got to do some more of this. It's going to be a hard winter, I fear, unfortunately, for a lot of our great entrepreneurs and our local restaurants. The Connecticut Restaurant Association certainly says they're gearing up to see even more closures. Do everything you can, folks. Anything and anything that you can do. It is scary times for the restaurant and hospitality industry. PK, appreciate you joining us today. Got a little scared you weren't going to join us, but You brought a lot to the table.
I got to work, man. I got to do stuff. I got to do stuff. Yeah. I got to help clients in these trying times.
And if you need some help from PK, you can go over to barnumplans.com. If you're looking or somebody is maybe out of work and you're looking for a new career, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. We're giving away, trying to give back this year and giving away 12 free real estate schooling opportunities. Realestateagentscholarship.com. All right. Have a great week. Stay safe. Chris, thank you so much over at 94.9. This is Real Estate Radio, and you are listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.